Six Nations Elected Council are in the process of holding a by-election to determine who will be filling the position of former councillor Wendy Johnson's seat. Advance polls are opening today from 4 to 8 p.m. at the DeJoe Center in Oswegan, and then Election Day will be taking place this Saturday, September 3rd. And here to talk to me is one of the candidates hoping to be elected this Saturday. It is Elena Vanevery. So thank you for joining me this morning, Elena.
Thank you for having me.
How's it going so far? It's obviously probably a pretty busy time right now for you.
It's been pretty hectic and things have gone pretty quickly, but I'm prepared for the weekend and I'm hoping still to see community members out and about. I'm stopping at home still. So if you're outside, flag me down.
And I think a good way to start this interview would probably be to tell the listeners just a little bit about yourself for anybody who may not be familiar with you in the community.
Okay, so I live here on the community. I'm on Highway 54. I enjoy the river. I'm a mother of two. My girls have been educated down here. My daughter's into lacrosse, which I've helped with, volunteered with minor lacrosse. I worked for 12 years in taxation, specializing in First Nations issues with the Canadian government. So helping to resolve earned income taxation issues that they've faced. And just kind of being an in-between, right? People don't like to generally speak with the government. So being that in-between. So I think that gives me a unique set of skills and a comfortability level doing something like that. I don't know. This is like this is my home. It's a place that I love. It's a place that I would like to spend the rest of my life. So I'm interested in making this a better place. I don't want to give away my age, but mid-30s. I'm partner to Miles General. And so joining a larger family, that's what I've been doing the last couple years. I'm also the chair of the Economic Development Trust. So that's something that I really enjoy. And I don't know, I've been keeping busy since the last election run. And that's what I've been up to. And that's kind of who I am.
So it's pretty safe to say that you're very involved in the community. Has politics always been something that's interest you?
Actually, yes, because my grandfather was a counselor. So I believe he served 3 terms. So it was kind of always conversation happening in the background, what was happening in the community and how you could make that better. So I grew up sort of listening to that conversation with adults, a lot of adults. And a lot of my family is involved in the community. So I have a lot of teachers that are in my family that teach in the community. Politics, sitting on various boards. So all of these conversations have always been taking place around me from the time I was young. So I think that I've kind of been set up for it.
And so what were some of the things that you learned from your past?
Well, I think the trust on its own has taught me so much about collaborating with people, about respecting the opinions of others within the community and having those difficult conversations and coming through them. There is a way to find a solution with differing opinions. I was so fortunate to sit with a group of women from this community. I won't name them. They know who they are and other people know who they are, but I respect them and their opinions and their intelligence. So I was fortunate to learn a lot from them in the time that I had. Yeah, that's invaluable.
And just getting back to the campaign, how has it been for you? Obviously, it's a very short one. So how have you found it's been trying to get your platform out there for the community to see?
Well, I'm hopeful that people remember me from the last time. It was 3 years ago. My campaign hasn't changed in terms of the 4-year platform. What you'll see on my campaign card this time around is what I think can be accomplished in a year, because that's what I have. Mm. I'll have to do all of this again next year if I'm able to run again. So, and I would like to spend this year and run for another term, I would like 9 years. And I would do my best. I would work the hardest because my motivation is to keep my family here and to keep everybody healthy and for this to be a healthy community. That's a lot of work. And as everybody knows, the issues that we face are innumerable. But I'm a problem solver and I like to think of solutions. I like to be thoughtful in my thinking of solutions and I'm community oriented. I'm going to be here forever.
And do you think that there's anything that currently can be improved in council's current structure?
I think, and I spoke with a counselor last night, the workload on them has been, I think, too much. So reverting back to 12 counselors, I think, would be beneficial for everybody involved, especially since our membership is growing. You'll see other communities that have one counselor to every 100 community members or band members, and we're about 1 to 3,000. So, I mean, that's not a lot of representation, and it's a lot of work on one person or 9 people. I'd like to see more counselors, and I would like to see them back out into the community, speaking with people, engaging community on a regular scheduled basis.
And you talked about your platform not changing a whole lot since the last time you ran. Do you just want to give us a little bit of an update on any plans or ideas that are included in your platform?
So from the last time, it was the front of my card says that my focus is water, health and wellness, and social equity. So we've still got a water crisis going on. A lot of people are seeing the water lines being put in but can't connect, and it's out of almost everybody's price range, right? Like $8,000-$10,000, that's not something people have laying around. And so there is a program now, and they're trying to get people hooked up. I would like to keep advancing that and make it more accessible to everyone. Health and wellness is super important because that's what's going to create a greater number of people trying to create a greater community. So if we can get people healthy, and in any way, so if it's physical health, let's prioritize that. And it is. If it's mental health, let's prioritize that. And it is. It is. That's especially coming out of the pandemic. Mental health and putting funds and resources towards that is so important because these are our people and these are our neighbors and our friends. And let's create a unified, healthy population so that we can get back to a real sense of community. So that's kind of what I'm after. The groundwork, right? The foundational stuff that's going to help us build.
And you talked about if people see you around the community, stop you and say hi.
Absolutely.
Will you be holding any events or getting out into the public, maybe to have community members have a chance to speak with you directly?
Yeah, so I did have a meet and greet on Saturday, and I hosted that at my property. It was from noon until 6. We had a nice turnout. The pace was really steady. And it was great to be able to meet personally with people, and then another car would show up. So that was really great. I went to the overdose awareness event last night held at Veterans Park. So it was nice to talk to some community members and also some people that are working in our organizations that support a vulnerable population, a vulnerable segment of our population, and what their thoughts and ideas are on how we can help people better.
And so you touched on the turnout there for your event. And lastly, I just want to ask, how are you hoping the turnout is going to be for Election Day with it being held on the long weekend holiday?
That, I think, was an oversight that could have been avoided. We have, like you mentioned at the beginning, we have the advanced poll. That wasn't publicized until about a week ago. So I'm hoping that the turnout is good. Our turnout for elections is generally pretty low, which I'm hoping will turn around as the younger generation comes of age to vote, and see the importance of having your voice heard. And I know that our community has lost hope in governance. I know that. You hear that from everybody that you speak to. Find hope in me, because like, I can find hope anywhere. And like, it's not hopeless. It's not hopeless. And let's get people in there that are willing to work and willing to work hard and have a vested interest in our future. Like I said, I'm going to be here forever. I want my kids to be here. I want my grandkids to be here when I have them. So I'm ready to do the work.
And I think that's a great way to put it. And I want to thank you again for joining me, and best of luck with the campaign.
Thank you so much. Get out and vote tonight, Thursday, at Dajou, from 4 to 8. Bring your status card. And then Saturday, we'll see you from 9 a.m. until 2 p.m.
That was Elena Vanevri, one of the four candidates running for council, and is hoping to gain a seat there come this Saturday. And like I said, advance polls will be opening today from 4 to 8 p.m. at the Dajou Center in Oswegan, and election day is this Saturday, September 3rd.